Welcome to episode 414 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps us make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Dawn, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Elizabeth and Sandy. We're so excited to welcome back to the podcast another Outlander agent, Stacy.
Hello, Stacy.
Thank you very much.
Stacy recently returned from a week in Roatan, Honduras, and she's here to talk to us all about it. So let's get started.
Yes.
So tell us, how beautiful was Roatan?
It was very beautiful. We had some great weather, but I think I first should probably mention that when I started telling people I was going to Roatan, of course, their first question was always like, where? Wait, what?
Right.
Where's that?
Unless you've done one of those cruise itineraries that kind of brings it in. Yes, most
right,
people don't
exactly.
know where it is.
Yeah, so it is a cruise stop, but it's an island off the coast of Honduras, and and so probably unless you've been there or know somebody who's been there, you may not have heard about it.
So how did you, did you pick that place? Had you been there before on a cruise?
I had not been there on a cruise. Although I was supposed to stop there on a cruise that got canceled during COVID. And then I know Sandy, one of our, from Outlander Travel, she went there. And then a friend of ours who really got the ball rolling on us going there. He had seen a show where people from the United States were retiring to Roatan. So he was convinced that he needed to go check out Roatan to see if that's where we were all going to retire one day.
Nice. Oh, what's the verdict?
My husband says no.
So a little like hard shot compound.
I'll explain a little as we go.
Okay.
We went, I was there twice this year. On cruise stops, and it was really awesome, and it was my kids' favorite stop on our last cruise, so just throwing it out there. And the second time, when I was with the whole family, our tour guide was from either Kansas or Kentucky, I don't know. Anyway, she married a guy who's from Roatan and lived there with her family, and she has kids, and
So is it Roatan or Roatan?
I don't know.
No, okay. you say potato, I say potato.
Okay. Just want to make sure I'm not messing this up. So, So tell us about the flight getting down there.
So we flew with a connection on American Airlines through Miami. And I will say we were all kind of stalking these Facebook groups for Roatan. And people were like, my flight was canceled. So we were getting pretty nervous, but they were seamless. I mean, in fact, I think one was even early, like everyone was on the plane, we took off. So going and coming back, they were seamless. But you can also connect through Houston. I think Dallas also have flights that go directly to, it's called Coxon Hole is the name of the town in on Roatan, where the airport is. And it's a small airport on it's one of those type airports where there are no gates. You just kind of they land, they bring the stairs up, you walk down the stairs. And then when you loaded, same thing, walk outside, walk up the stairs. And it was interesting though, they were loading from the front of the plane and the back of the plane. So that was, I'd never been on a plane where they did that.
I think I did that in St. Lucia. I had that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love it. It's super
efficient. Was it Pittsburgh, Sandy?
No, I never loaded from the back of the plane in Pittsburgh, but thank you, Donna, for bringing that up.
And the flights were not bad. I mean, we left from Raleigh. So from Raleigh to Miami was about an hour and a half. And then from Miami to Roatan was maybe just a little over an hour and a half. So really not a bad flight at all.
Cool.
Yeah, that's not bad.
It's just, and after the summer we've had, with flight cancellations, that's really good news. That they're getting back on track.
Well, we should say, if you had lots of cancellations before you went and then you didn't have any, that was probably from the summer, right? The big
that was
apocalypse
August,
that we had. Yeah.
Now, I will say, again, just to keep something in mind that not long after we got back, I was looking at the Facebook group and people were complaining again that some of their flights were canceled. But the reason they were canceled was that the airport's fire truck was out of commission. So, I mean, you're on an island. It's a tiny island. Until they could get their truck fixed, airlines couldn't send their certain aircraft to that airport.
Wow.
So
that is very interesting.
It is, it's a small place. So to keep that in mind.
Okay. So what is there to do on this beautiful island?
Oh my gosh, there's so much to do. We, the main thing people go there for is for diving. It's got the second largest coral reef after the Great Barrier Reef in Australia. So if you're familiar with like scuba, doing scuba in say like off the coast of Belize, it's got some of the same like coral reefs. So none of us dive, but we do snorkel. So we spent several days going out snorkeling. You can snorkel right off the beach. But there were tons of dive shops, tons of scuba divers. You could see the scuba dive boats going out, like coming and going from where we stayed. We stayed in a villa on the beach, so you could see the boats going back and forth.
It's on my list.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's right up Donna's alley.
it's on my list. I was supposed to go this summer, but plans changed.
So. Yeah, so we saw a ton of coral and then just so much ocean life in the water, all kinds of fish. My friend who was with us, she's way into snorkeling and she knew some of the names of all the fish, but you know, I was like, oh, I saw the purple one. Did you see that blue one with the yellow polka dots? But we saw a lot of like clownfish and parrotfish and we even saw an octopus. That was cool.
Did you see lobster?
Holy grail. Yeah.
We did not see lobster, or at least I did not see lobster.
So you have to really look for their antenna because they hide. Mm-hmm. Like they hide in the rocks. Do.
Oh, yeah. I never even would have seen that octopus had my friend not pointed it out to me.
Oh, but wow.
We probably spent about 10 minutes watching it just like move around. And what else did we see? Just all kinds of big fish, small fish. Then we also, when one day we went out on a tour, we did some snorkeling from a boat, but you can also just snorkel right from the beach. But at that trip, he took us out to this one sandbar and they had these huge starfish. They were amazing.
Yeah. Cool. I saw those too on one of my trips. Yeah. It's crazy. They're like bigger than your head. You know?
They're huge.
Yeah.
So I wonder, did all this wildlife make you wish you were scuba diving or were you very happy snorkeling?
I was extremely happy snorkeling. I don't think I could do scuba. I think it would make me feel a little, claustrophobic or something. I don't know. So I like that I'm kind of on the top of the water.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't feel like you missed anything. That's basically
not for where I was. Now it probably would have been really cool to like where you could go down to where the reef and then it like dropped off. And we saw some scuba divers down there, which was kind of cool because we were on top of them. So yeah, I mean, it would be really cool. Maybe one day I'd get my nerve up to do it. I don't know.
I'm not pressuring you.
No,
I did. Yeah. I did
it's
an intro
to snorkel.
Yeah. To it's too much work to scuba dive. It's all this equipment and like making sure
you got to know
the right
stuff.
Nozzle and the right. Yeah, exactly.
I did. You know, Stacey, I did an intro to scuba on a cruise excursion one time, and it was like basically we walked in the water from the shore, and that was cool because you didn't have to go down any deeper than you wanted to. You know, it's like you really had a lot of control there. So maybe something like that, like an intro class. Check it out.
Yeah.
It is cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You said on there that you're someone in your group did a night snorkel. So how do you see stuff during a night snorkel?
So they carry these huge flashlights.
Okay.
So the rest of us kind of chickened out on that, but she was determined. And so we, you know, encouraged her to do it. And we went with her, dropped her off and waited for her. And what was cool is we were sitting in a bar having a drink.
That sounds cool to me.
Yeah. Right. But we could actually see her group out in the water because you could see their flashlights. So we kind of watched as they went all around the bay. But it was three of them and a guide, and they had these huge, she said they just all carried these huge flashlights, but they saw octopus. They saw like the bio, I'm going to say it wrong. Yes. Like algae or something. Mm-hmm. But she said they were glowing and it was really cool. They saw squid. Oh, I saw squid too. The next day she pointed them out to me.
Yeah, it's a phytoplankton.
Okay.
The glowy one, not the squid.
Yes.
She said that was amazing. Now there were, they just, you know, went out, swam, snorkeled. I saw one place that offered where they take you out and then you're all holding on to kind of like this float thing that has the light shining down. But so you're always hanging on. So mm-hmm. to me, that seemed a little less scary, but we didn't end up doing that.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. It was cool. She said she would definitely do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Yes. Yes, it does. I would be up for that. So.
Yeah.
So what else did you do besides the snorkeling and diving? And
I not just got right to the sloths. I just need to hear about the sloths.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So we looked ahead of time to see what days the cruise ships would be in port. And we kind of we tried to avoid some places because of the cruise ships in case there were too many people. And a lot of the cruise ships will visit the sloth and monkey sanctuaries. So we made sure we picked a day where no cruise ships were in port. We went in the morning and we had the place to ourselves. It was amazing.
That's so smart.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it was great. So they were able to spend a lot of time with us. So we got there and first they took us into a monkey with some monkeys. They were so funny. They would like jump on your head. Mm-hmm. they would jump on your shoulders. At one point, my husband had like three of them on him and they were climbing down in his shirt. And then my friend she was trying to take pictures, and the guy, they did tell us like nothing in your pockets. The monkeys will steal anything in your pockets. And if mm-hmm. you know, you can hold your phones, but if it's in a case, like hers was in a case, say with credit cards, they're like, you really have to hold it so that they can't get it. So she's trying to hold her phone, take pictures. Well, the monkeys were trying to pull stuff out of her wallet, but then he was like taking selfies of himself. So she has some great pictures. They were so funny. And so then after we got to spend time with the monkeys, and then we came out and they got one of the sloths and they let us hold the sloth. And so we took turns. It cuddles up against you. Mm-hmm. They're very careful about, you know, picking it up and putting it on you. But they don't have cages for the sloths. There's actually, they live in the trees. And we were asking.
They don't run very far, so yeah, they'll reach them.
We're like, how do they, you know, can they escape? And they said, well, sometimes they'll drop down and swim, but they don't go far. They come right back. So.
So you went to a different place than me, because the one I went to had an enclosure for the sloths. Oh. But the whole tree was enclosed, though, so they definitely could. There were several in there and some babies, too, and they
could
go up and come down. Yeah.
And then we went to a cage that had macaws, and those were cool. They are heavy. So, like, at one point, there was, like, one on my head and one on each arm. They were beautiful. They were really, really pretty. So that was such just a really cool experience for any animal lovers. It's definitely something you'd want to check out if you go to the island.
Can you skip the monkeys? Because monkeys are creepy.
Yes, you definitely can skip the monkeys. Yeah.
That was Chris's favorite, the monkeys.
They were funny.
When I was in Africa, they would tell you to leave your balcony doors shut because the monkeys will come in the room and trash the room.
Yeah.
And I woke up one morning and heard something out on my balcony, and I just opened the shutters so I could see out, and there's a monkey looking right at me. I was like, ah!
I will say, I think it was in Cancun, we had somebody in our group left a door open, and next thing they knew, there was a monkey in there trying to steal sugar packets out of their kitchen.
Yeah.
One time in Jamaica, I was at a resort and somebody had their door open to their balcony and a cat got in.
Oh, I would welcome a cat. That's not a problem. Monkeys are creepy though. No. Was that an expensive thing? I feel like that's a sort of maybe a tourist trap where they jack the prices up. Was it bad?
No, it really wasn't. I want to say we paid about $12 a person.
Oh.
That's really nothing.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
I don't remember what we paid from the cruise excursion, but ours included like transportation and a city tour and also snorkeling. Both times I went, it included snorkeling. Mm. So
wait, let's talk about that. How did you get there? Did you rent a car or did you take taxis? What'd you do?
So we rented a car while we were there. There were six of us. So we rented it was like an SUV. So we all could fit in it. And it just gave us a little more freedom. Like I said, we could go to the tours when we wanted to go. We wanted to be able to drive out to the beaches. And we wanted to explore the whole, as much of the island as we could. And we were scared that, you know, there definitely are taxis there that you can take that are pretty easy from what I understand. But the amount of driving we did, we probably would have ended up spending a lot more than the rental car.
Mm-hmm.
Gas was pretty expensive, but probably about the same price. Actually, when we went in August, gas prices here were really high, although, you know, we're starting to get a reprieve, but on the island everything's expensive because everything has to be imported, so their gas prices were pretty high.
But still, it's a small island, right?
So yes, it is.
Yeah, I think that's typical of islands.
That we did that tour. We also spent one day. It was about an 7 or 8 hour tour with a company who took us all around the island also and taught us about the culture, the different peoples who settled there. She kept saying, you know, we're taking you even to the not pretty places because, we want you to see what the island is all about. These are the places that some tour companies might not take you, like back roads, you know, where the families live. And she was just saying how you would see clothes hanging out on people's front porches. And she's like, oh, and that's, you know, that's not their laundry for drying. She says, this is how she kept calling the mothers. This is how the mothers make extra money. They might, you know, sell clothes, you know, to earn a little extra money, or you'd see a porch that might have water bottles. And she said, like, this is the neighborhood mother who would sell the water to make a little extra money for her family. And so she was just describing to us what we were looking at, which was interesting. We drove past the cruise ports, which I hadn't seen. She took us to a few different communities, like, Oak Ridge was one. Oak Ridge is a community. All the houses are built on stilts there, up high and along the water. So they call it the Venice of Roatan. And we saw children going to school. Their parents were like shuttling them on boats to go to and from school.
It's cool. Is that where the mangroves were?
Yes, it is. So they do have some mangroves there. So we, part of the tour, we, you know, got out of the van we were in and we met up with a captain of a little boat, and they're like these mahogany dugout boats. And he took us into the back, where the mangroves were cut out. We were told that during the days of pirates, this is how like the islanders would hide from the pirates. But those were really cool. Those mangroves were really thick. And it was beautiful back there.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah, that does sound cool.
So tell us about the food and the drinks.
Okay, I will. it was one of
you know what we're all about. So I know, right? Tell us the good stuff.
One of the things we were looking forward to, we drank some of the local beer, and then we went to, there's one brewery on the island. It's Rotan Brewery, and we actually went there twice because we liked it so much the first time we stopped. But they brew several beers. They had probably at least maybe 12 to 15 beers on tap. And some were hard ciders that they brew there at that location. It's very beautiful, like shady palm trees. It's kind of, you do pass a few not so pretty places to get there. The name of the road that you go down to get there is called the Dump Road, and name
for a reason.
Yeah, because there's the dump. But the guy told us, like, yeah, we're hoping they'll start calling this the Brewery Road instead.
They need to petition the town council.
I will say breweries are often not in great areas of town. Like, they're usually in, like, the warehouses,
like an industrial.
Yeah. Well, this was not industrial. I mean, it was out, but he said the reason they picked this location was because of the water, and you know how important water is in the brewing process. So but it was a beautiful location, and they serve food there, just so relaxing. We had a good time. I had some hammocks and game, like cornhole. Oh, nice. You could play and things like that, so that was enjoyable. So we enjoyed the beer. Let's see, other drinks we and food on our tour. We did get to try meat pies. They're called pastelitos, and they had beef inside them, but one we tried two different types. One was wrapped in a corn tortilla and fried, and one was in a flour tortilla and fried, and they're kind of like an empanada, and they were delicious.
Which one did you like better?
I think I like the flour one better. We were like half and half in our group, where half of us liked the corn and half of us liked the flour. And then they served us this juice, like a fruit juice, and I can't remember the name of the fruit, but it was we were told it's kind of like a sour. The juice is normally sour, but they add sugar to it to make it more palatable. But it was so sweet. I mean, like, it made your teeth hurt sweet. So I didn't drink much of that. Yeah. And let's see. We did, because we had a kitchen at our villa, we did some cooking. One night we had a chef come.
Oh, that's cool.
And she did some cooking for us. Yeah, she was, she cooked like some authentic kind of, I would say, like home cooking kind of food. Mm-hmm. And it was good. But then one night we decided, you know, we wanted to spend at a restaurant. Well, we ate out at restaurants a few times, but one nicer restaurant. So we did, this was suggested to us. It was called Luna Muna, and it was at the Ibagari Hotel. And so it was right, the restaurant was right on the beach. So we got there before sunset, because at sunset they serve champagne, and then they ring a bell and they toast to the sunset. And it did not disappoint. It was beautiful that night.
Nice.
The decor at this place was so pretty. It had like this giant origami crane in the middle of this fountain. I mean, it wasn't paper, of course, but it was so beautiful. And then just the wicker lanterns everywhere was gorgeous. And our food was delicious. We had
I would have
lobster.
Stayed here.
Yeah. I was like, I think I want to come back and stay here.
Uh-huh.
But we had like lobster bisque, and we had a curry. I'm trying to think, whatever. Somebody else had a salad with feta cheese that was delicious. Oh man! But the best thing was for dessert. One of our party had what they called a deconstructive pavlova. So it was kind of like the pavlova, but the cream and the fruit and then the crust were kind of all like separated. Oh, mm-hmm. It was so good. It was delicious. Yeah, it was good. But there are several, like, there were several recommended restaurants. We had another one called Creole's that was in the West End. That's the area that has most of the dive shops. Very, very good, like Creole cooking with like beans and rice. But the rice was like a coconut, had coconut and beans. It might not sound great, but it was amazing. And then like roasted chicken. So it was really good.
So our listeners don't know this, but you're from Louisiana. So saying it's really good Creole is that's something. You know what you're talking about.
It was delicious.
Did you eat seafood?
Let's see. We
lobster bisque.
We did have a little lobster. We actually on the day that we took a boat tour, so we did a land tour one day, and then another day we hired somebody to take us out on their boat. And that was when we snorkeled from the boat. He kind of took us around the island a bit. But while we were in the boat, he had his poles out. So we were doing some fishing. So when we'd catch a fish, he'd let us reel them in. Well, the first two we caught, we had to throw back. They were kind of small. But finally, the third one we caught, it was a tuna, was big enough that he filleted it for us. And we did eat. We did cook that at our house and we ate it. Nice. It was good.
That's cool.
That's pretty fresh.
That's as fresh as you can get. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess after you swim around all day looking at the fish, you don't really want to eat them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just saying hello
to you. If I said lobster, I definitely want to chow down.
I might eat that lobster. That's
sure. Like, look at that calamari swimming around.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly.
Nice. But I mentioned West End is the area where the dive shops are, had a lot of nightlife. So, you know, if you are into, you know, wanting to be out late at night, they had definitely a lot of bars and things like that. And then West Bay is where most of the resorts. And when I say resorts, they are like all inclusive resorts, but they're very small scale if you compare them to, say, like the resorts in Cancun, where, you know, you have five resorts in one.
Right.
It's nothing like that. Like, it's not built up and as touristy as those kind of areas. But they do have some all-inclusives along the West Bay. And you can walk along the beach, walk past them. There's bars and restaurants you can eat, you know, that are associated with the hotels. And in fact, one of the places because we weren't staying on the beach, but all the beaches are public, so you can go to any of those beaches. One of the places was renting chairs. And so for the day, we just rented chairs, and they actually had service that came out to our chairs. And like, we would get buckets of beer and we could order food, kind of like pub food, bar food, mm-hmm. nachos, quesadillas, things like that. And even though it was a public beach, they had people selling stuff along the beach, but they weren't pushy. You know, they would ask, and if you said no thank you, they just kept on going. Mm-hmm. Or they were doing the massages on the beach. I will say that this actually wasn't at West Bay, but at West End, one of the ladies who was doing the massages came up to my husband and I and asked us if we wanted a massage. And we're like, no, thank you. And she's like, she looked at my husband, was like, you sure? Looks like you could use a massage. And so she starts like massaging his back, and you could just see his face. He was like, oh my God, no, like, please, no. So she was a little on the pushy side. Finally, he was like, please stop. Like, no. But in all, they, you know, you weren't pestered a lot on the beach or anything like that. The first day we went out to the beach was Sunday, and we wanted to go before the cruise ships came. And it was kind of cool because then you got to see more of the locals. On Sunday is kind of their day off, we found out later. And so she's like, you know, a lot of the locals will go to the beaches on Sunday. And so we did. We got to see, as the day went on, it got more, not, I wouldn't say crowded, but more and more people. And they're definitely, you know, tourists and locals alike enjoying the beautiful, clear blue water.
So you didn't have any issues with like the seaweed that pops up
No seaweed at all. No. Now, where our house was, there was seaweed growing. You know, we were in another little bay, and so we did have to kind of you had to kind of swim across the seaweed grass growing to get to where the coral was. But at West Bay, there's no seaweed really growing. So, and then nothing washing up on the beaches. No.
So you were there for a week, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So how many of those days were cruise ships in town?
I think three.
Okay. That's not too mm-hmm. bad.
No. And they weren't the really huge mega ships either. They were a little bit smaller, but I think one day was a Carnival cruise ship. Another day I think was a Carnival and a Royal Caribbean ship. And then maybe a Royal Caribbean ship on the third day.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
No,
that's
not bad at all. It wasn't bad.
How was it with the money? Did you just bring dollars and spend in dollars and use your credit cards?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm glad you mentioned that. Mm-hmm. So they will take U.S. dollars everywhere we went, they would take U.S. dollars. We tipped in U.S. dollars, used our credit cards when we could use them, you know. But we were told to bring cash because some places didn't take credit cards. So you could pay a lot of places, you could pay cash or PayPal, which I thought was interesting.
Huh.
Yeah. And we were told to bring lots of small bills because they wouldn't take most places wouldn't take anything over a 20. And we were also told that they wouldn't take anything that was torn or written on. So before we left, I had gone to the bank and just really went through all my money to check it, make sure it looked as new as I could get it. But then nobody inspected it. Like as we paid for stuff, nobody was inspecting it. So hopefully the money we used, they were able to, you know, take to their bank and not have any issues with it.
Right.
I think if you had handed them a ratty one, they might have expected.
They might have, yeah.
The ones that you like left in your pocket.
Because it is, it's hard for them. Yeah, it's hard for them to, you know, to get value out of that. So
yeah. So what? Yeah, that was. We were told that their banks wouldn't take money that had any writing or rip. If they were torn or you know had a rip in it, that they wouldn't take them.
Okay. That's good to know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So is there anything else we should know if we are planning a trip to Honduras?
Yeah, just a couple of things to keep in mind were things like you do have to drink filtered or bottled water. The house we stayed in had a filtration system, and then they had a couple of taps that were also UV filtered as well. That would like so that we could drink that water, and then the water that went to the fridge to make the ice was double filtered.
And all stayed healthy the whole time, right? No stomach problems or anything?
Nobody got sick. Good. Yeah, we stayed healthy. And because, you know, being an island, they use cisterns to collect the water. They assured us we would not run out of water, but they did say, like, you know, we appreciate if you didn't take 30-minute showers. We appreciate if you don't splash all the water out of the pool, you know, because then we have to fill it again. So, you know, they have to be very conscious of how much water they use. And then the other thing is how much electricity you use, because electricity is very expensive on the island, just like their gas was expensive. So our house had air conditioning, but each room had its own air conditioner. So they did ask, like, when you're not in your room, could you please not run your air conditioner? When you leave the house, please turn off the air conditioner. Problem with this house, it was beautiful, gorgeous house, but it had really tall, like, lofted ceilings. So cooling it down was not the easiest with all the space. But anyway, so just something to keep in mind would be when you're renting places or, you know, at your hotel, just to find out if electricity is included or if they charge you a supplement for it.
Good tip. So was it hotter than hell there, or were you able to, I mean, was there a breeze where you could have opened the windows and at least been comfortable?
Yeah, some days were breezier than others, but it's tropical. So yes, it was hot. It was humid. Yeah, there were insects, which, you know, we had been warned to bring insect repellent. We all did fine. We got some bites, but they did not itch. In fact, the place we stayed supplied us with our first, they called it our starter kit of insect spray. And it was really nice because it was made on the island and it was all natural. And so I ended up actually buying more of it because I liked it so much. You want to make sure to pack your insect repellent when you go.
Very good tip.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Was it easy to buy water, bottled water?
It was. Actually, our villa came with a house manager, you know, there to help us make reservations, things like that. But also, they sent a driver the first to pick us up at the airport. Even though we had a rental car, they came and they took us to a grocery store, which was kind of like an American style grocery store where the tourist and probably the expats would shop, had a lot of American brands, but it had lots of bottled water.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds like an adventure.
It was. Yeah, it was. And I'll tell you, so the reason my husband though said we could not retire there was he hates insects.
That would be a good reason.
Yeah, that's totally fair.
Yeah, he hates to be hot. And he's not really a beach person. So yeah, he was like, no, it was great.
That was a triple whammy then.
Yeah. And then the massage just nailed the coffin shut. Yeah.
Well, that is our show for this week. So we want to thank you very much for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of outlandertravel.com. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. We would love to hear from you. So thank you so much, Stacy, for coming here and telling us all about your trip.
My pleasure.
Yeah. So on behalf of Sandy, Elizabeth, and myself, Donna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.